Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to share with us, and everything He has to share, we need. We need to know Him. We need to know what He has to say and do the things, the instructions that He gives us, and all the wonderful things, the knowledge He provides us with. It's very important that we go forward in life. And remember, when we build with Him, we're part of a greater living work. When we don't build with Him, we scatter. And it's important to know what the Lord our God is doing. We don't have to be without knowledge. We don't have to be reduced in life. Our whole life can become part of a much greater plan of God, because He has so many wonderful things to say to us. Everything of God has healing properties. All of His Word helps us heal, helps us go forward, helps us to see things in much greater ways. Our focus makes the difference. How we focus, what we focus on. If we focus on our problems more than we should, our problems will look greater in our eyes than God. If we focus on people more than we should, our focus will be on people, and they'll be greater in our eyes than God. And they interfere with how we trust Him. That's why it's so important to hear God out. The things that Jesus taught, the things He said in His Word, the things that we do in life, that's the voice that we need to hear. That helps us to see the Lord for who He is. That brings Him out of mystery form and helps us to go forward in our battles. You know, many times the will of God is a mystery because people are so unfamiliar with His Word. And no man needs to be unfamiliar with the Word, seeing that the Holy Spirit has come to guide us into all truth and help us understand all things. He came to help us relate to God, to the God kind of wisdom. He came to help us relate to the understanding that God provides for us. The Lord Jesus did the works. He did the foundational work so that we can understand, so that we can live, so that we can grow from glory to glory. But there's a message, a wonderful message of life within the instructions that God gives to us, the teaching that God gives to us personally. Everything that the Lord has to say, if we value it right, we will benefit from it. And then the greater things happen. We become able to see things for what they are. And understanding is knowing things in its right relationship. And when you have the understanding that God will provide, you only get understanding by operating in the knowledge of God. Doing what God said do. That's the only way to receive understanding. It all starts when you hear His Word and believe it. And then you receive it as yours. And then you act on it. And that becomes what you do in life. And from there you start seeing how everything works. The healing process that started from the words you heard in your heart becomes, when it becomes your actions, you're going to appreciate the wisdom that you found in it. The living wisdom inside the Word will become yours. And you can use it at your will. And you can help others understand, come to the same understanding you did at earlier ages. Remember, when you are blessed by God's Word and you believe it, you receive it, you act on it, like I always say, it becomes your counsel. It becomes your advice. It becomes how you persuade people. It becomes your influence. And you do things that help people heal and don't even know it, because you love God and you act on His Word. When other people cast people down and slander their name and point out the wrong, if your love stays intact, you can expose what's wrong for what it is and what's right for what it is. And you can help people live. You can love the underdog, the people that people have discounted. See, Jesus didn't discount people. He just warned he warned the wicked. He didn't try to change them. He warned them. And we need to give people warning. Now, I look to the Lord and how I deal with people. I can say the generic things, or I can pay attention to the Holy Spirit. And I'm trying to find the balance of both, because they're all good. Sometimes I learn to, if you want to win souls, you got to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Fishermen, when they fish for fish, they try different baits till they find the one that works. And they're wise with it. And they learn how deep to run the line. They know about where the fish are going to be at different parts of the day. They go to cooler waters in the heat of the day and shallow waters in the cool of the day. And they know how not to cast shadows in the water, because all those things frighten fish. And they don't make unnecessary noise. And some fishermen don't pump gas before they go fishing. Because a man was, he went fishing and his granddaughter was catching all the fish and he wasn't. And he thought about what was going on. And he remembered, he always pumped gas on the way to get to the lake. So he started filling up ahead of time. And he didn't, and he started catching fish. So you have to think of things. You have to think, pay attention to what God prompts you to do. When to say what and how to say it. How to build rapport with people. And yet, not compromise. When people compromise, they lose people. But when they do it God's way, they win souls. People know that you care about them. They're not dumb. They're not stupid. Their eyes are open. All of Adam's children who are born in his likeness, who are in their sound mind, their right mind, their eyes are open because they're born that way. Once we mature, our eyes are open to the truth. So when you tell people that Jesus died for them, they understand what you're saying. And we preach the good news message. And those who have ears to hear, it gets in their heart. And they want in on it. They have hope for the first time. There are many people out there searching and trying to find their way. And they try all kind of things, sinful things. But if there's any light in them, they can be saved. They can be salvaged. They can miss out on the judgment hand of God. A lady asked, what are we saved from? We're saved from the wrath of God. Because God is going to judge the world for rejecting Jesus Christ. That's what we're saved from. And you also miss out on Satan's torment. See, in Satan's kingdom, he's going to be tormented, and his whole kingdom is going to be tormented with him. And they're going to find out how powerful he's really not. Isaiah 14 said they'll narrowly look upon him. That means they're going to stare at him and say, is this the man who got us in all this trouble and made us miss the only opportunity we had? That's the reality of billions of people that have gone to hell. And I hate for people to go to hell. I hate for people to go to hell. They go unnecessary. They didn't have to go. God paid for their sins. Jesus died for them. God became a man and paid for their sins, so they wouldn't have to be judged like Satan's going to be judged. And they're going to get Satan's demise because they didn't get saved. He let them jip them. They believed a lie more than the truth. They never got saved. The only reason people don't get saved is because they don't believe the truth. So I want people to know what God can do. And the more we take him at his word and yield to him, the more we can understand and the more we can go forward in life. God is very good. He has so much mercy for mankind. And all of his words is something that will help us build our lives. Healed from the inside out. And we need conversations with the Lord. Things that he can tell us that we can't learn on our own. So that we can go forward and not backwards. And those who hear me, who hear these words and do them. It's just like Jesus said, they can build their lives on a strong foundation, not a weak one. And they'll be established in life. And that's my desire, to see people established in life. It's because I know for a fact what God can do. How he can move in your life and bless you. day by day until his glorious return, where he comes to take us home. He meets us in the air. In a twinkling of an eye, we disappear before men, and we're present with the Lord, and we have a new body, and we see him as he is, and we live forever with him. And we'll come back to earth, and he's going to set up a kingdom on earth, and it's going to be glorious. And we're going to go forward in him, and not backwards. And it's going to be wonderful. You're going to love it. But those who serve the Lord will see glorious days. They'll never go to hell. They'll never be burned in the lake of fire with no hope. But they'll live forever. And it's going to be wonderful. Those that have gone on before us, they're enjoying a greater future. Those that were lost and died, they have deep regrets. Sometimes people think that they don't want to live forever. Well, in this condition, you can't live forever, but you're made in God's image, and you cannot die. Your body will die, but your spirit man has to be somewhere forever and conscious. When you die the first death, your body dies, and your spirit is released from your body. But the second death is when you're put in hell. You can't get out. And that's not something that you can change. Once you're there, you're there. And there are so many people that long to come back. All they can do is remember the good of this life. And they don't get to even see the next life. The future that we have in Christ. Many times Christians, they say, well, let's just go preach the gospel, the good news. And they preach what Jesus did sincerely. But we need to act more like it's great news than good news. Because what he did for us, we get to live in his kingdom forever. In true love. No jealousy, no pride, no backbiting, no evil. One scripture said you'll look for an evil man and won't be able to find one. Not one. Because in Daniel said that he will put an end to sin. He's going to bring all sin to an end. All those who love the wicked ways of this world will be judged. But some of those people are not on God's side because they haven't heard the word yet. And then by deception, they took it too lightly because they love this world. But I want to share something. The world system cannot work. It will always, my friend, come to ruin. Death, ruin, and decay. People have tried it different ways. They have tried to enjoy the world system. A little lust here, a little pride there. They tried it. They played with it. They toyed with it. And it hardens their heart against God. And some of them got so caught up they never came back. But some people figured out this is really not what I want. My friends are not genuine. People in my circle are not genuine. They're influencing me to do wrong and think wrong. And the life of God is not satisfied. You know, the longing towards the Lord is still a mystery, and there's still a void in life, in their lives, because they have not made Jesus their Lord and Savior and King. But those who did surrender, they began to know the Lord. And Daniel said, those that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. They will be strong in the Lord, and they will operate in the power of his might. And they will bring to pass things that need to be brought forth. And their lives will be glorious. And they'll learn in heaven what they never learned on earth. The scriptures are true. When we see the Lord face to face, when we see him face to face, we will be like him. And we will think like him. because we'll see him as he is in a glorified body. And those who take time and learn the ways of God, they experience a taste of heaven right here and right now. Those who pay attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, those who walk in love with their brothers and sisters in Christ, they will be able to do much more than they can as a natural man. And those that go forward and seek the Lord on purpose, they're going to learn a structure of life that they've never known before. And I know this. They're going to put things will be put in motion that they have not known. And some people will be the first in their family to see God and succeed and to go forward and to do the wise things of God and His counsel. And some people, I regret to say, will reject the Lord and continue in the world and be punished and have deep regrets. A person from heaven or hell can't always help people understand. But taking the Lord at His word, it always works. When nothing works, taking the Lord at His word does. Because He has many wonderful things to say, and the Lord will say the things you need the most. And all of His counsel and knowledge and wisdom is not always about ministry, it's not always things that relate to us being right with Him, but He will teach us on any subject we need Him to. And it's wonderful. I love hearing Him and going forward and knowing that I can make a difference as I follow the Holy Spirit. He'll show me what to do and how to do it so that I can make my best choices. We're only blessed when we make the best decision. Bad decisions and poor decisions don't have to happen. We can make good decisions. If we can make poor decisions, we can make better decisions. And that's what I love. I love to see. God is real and He's good. His return is very soon. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.